This is KUT
Austin.
Stop.
This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. The city of Austin just wrapped up a public comment period for citizens to give input on the appointment of interim Austin Police Chief Brian Manley as permanent chief. The city's also holding a series of meetings with council members and city staff about the upcoming budget, and is in the middle of a public comment period about revised cemetery rules. There are also public meetings scheduled in the next few weeks on, among other things, the Doherty Arts Center redevelopment project, the Holly Shores Edward Rendon Senior Park Plan, and the Brush Square Master Plan. For all of these projects and many more, the city of Austin says it likes to gather input from Austinites. But is all input regarded equally? And is that input gathered in a way where many can participate? I asked for some input on that recently from Austin Mayor Steve Adler.
Austin suffers from terminal democracy, which is one of the reasons why I so love this city.
What do you mean by terminal democracy?
I just means that so many of us want to engage and be part of the process. And I think that's one of our differentiators among cities. That's one of the reasons why we're unique here in Austin. I think ultimately the weight given to someone's comments probably drives from the insight or new information or data that is part of whatever it is that they're adding to the conversation. It is certainly clear that not everybody in this city comes down to city council meetings, and there are some people that are present at every city council meeting to talk. Not all of the voices in the community show up at city council meetings or participate in the more formal engagement processes, which is why the city's constantly trying to reach people that ordinarily don't get involved. But we've begun just going out to grocery stores and stopping people and having engagement processes where the engagers, the city, actually goes to where the people are. But I would urge everybody in this community to get involved and to make their voices and opinions known, because it is probably inevitable that the folks that are present probably get heard more just because they're there.
Now, what do you mean? The city goes out to grocery stores and asks people, what kind of process are you talking about there?
Well, it's part of the engagement process. When the city is, when the public information office is out seeking to engage the community on issues like Code Next or on housing issues or music issues or whatever, the city will engage in the traditional methods, holding town hall meetings, setting up times, inviting people to come to meetings. But we've also started to send our folks out to where people are and then stopping them where they are and saying, hey there, do you have an opinion about this? Have you heard about this? To get voices from people that we would not otherwise hear.
Do they tend to have heard about the issues? Do they tend to have something to say sort of on the spot?
Well, it depends on the person and it depends on the issue. But I think it's important for the city to be reaching out to people in the community that we don't otherwise engage with the normal processes.
Austin Mayor Steve Adler, we thank you for your time today and look forward to our next time to chat.
I always enjoy coming here with you. Thank you.